Braun was in Antarctica in 1967, 2 years before Apollo. And he was bringing back rocks.
Okay, then
not only that, he was a Nazi. A huge, evil Nazi war criminal who, by the way, the Simon Wiesenthal Center said would be prosecuted for crimes against humanity if he was alive today, for sure.
He worked for the Nazis. I don't think he was a Nazi. That's
Wernher von Braun ran a rocket factory where they hung the 5 slowest workers a day in front of the rocket factory. There's people that have talked about it. There's guys that have showed their tattoos and discussed it. And
just,
yeah, seen Wernher von Braun walk by as they were working.
Just to jump in here, totally separate from any moon hoax site, I just pulled up with a quick search many pictures of Wernher von Braun in Antarctica.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird that you would dispute that. I don't understand.
No, I'm not disputing it. As a matter of fact, here, now that I see one here, there's actually a picture of von Braun in Antarctica on the Marshall Space Flight Center site, which is a NASA site. So it says this photo was made on or about January 7, 1967. Well, then I have a question for you. If they were to fake the moon landings, and there were some people in there that were going to do this, why would they send von Braun to Antarctica? Why would they take pictures of von Braun, and then why would they say, look, von Braun went to Antarctica? Why even do that? If this is going to be a secret thing, and you're going to go to Antarctica to collect rocks, it doesn't make sense to send you a rocket.
There's a lot of things that don't make sense, but the fact is he was in Antarctica. He did bring back moon rocks.